Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball here, joined by Kevin McAlpin. Fans, we had him on last year. This guy loves the city of San Francisco. He's a Braves radio reporter for 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And Kev, nice to have you back here. I know you love the city.
I always love coming out here, Marty. Always great to talk baseball with you. And I got my walking in while I've been in town. I got a chance to walk the bridge. So always good to get out here to the Bay Area.
Well, you got a team that's very interesting in Atlanta, and I'm glad to have you on just to give us a little of the genesis of how this team came together, because you leave spring training, everyone's talking about the Nationals and Bryce Harper and maybe the Mets rotation. Nobody's really talking about Atlanta, maybe the Phillies a little bit, but Atlanta looks like the class of the East. How did all this happen?
You know, it's funny because leaving spring training, my biggest concern with this team was how in the world are they going to score runs? You know, you knew you had Freddie Freeman in the middle of the order, but Nick Markakis has been a huge piece to have in the cleanup spot. Not your typical cleanup guy. Doesn't have the power that you look for from your cleanup guy, but he has done a tremendous job. Brian Snitker calls him the boring pro because he comes out there, he's consistent day in and day out. They've got a good mix in this clubhouse of veteran guys who know what it takes to win, but young players like Ronald Acuna Jr., Ozzie Albies, Dansby Swanson, and Johan Camargo that I don't even know, Marty, if these guys understand that they're in a playoff race. I mean, they're just coming, they're playing the game, they're having fun every day, they bring a lot of energy to the ballpark. So it's really been a good balance of veterans who haven't played a meaningful game in September in a long time, and these young kids that are kind of just bringing that energy every single day. So I really think it's been a good group, it's been a tight-knit group, and it's been a resilient ball club. Here we are, the middle of September, their longest losing streak is still 4 games. Now, you've seen the Braves the last few years. If throughout this rebuilding process, they'd lose 6, 7, 8, 9 in a row. This team has not done that, so they've done a really good job of kind of staying in the moment and being a very resilient team that bounces back in a hurry.
When the Giants played the Braves in Atlanta, the Giants swept them, but we got a good look at Ozzie Albies and what he could do. Didn't see Camargo at that point. Dansby Swanson was hot at that point. He got off to a great start. The Giants knocked Fulton Avich around, and the Giants, got it going for 3 games. Atlanta's been a totally different team since then, and I look at Albies, so many home runs early on, not the power now, but we saw him against the Giants this week. Enthusiasm, blasts the ball into triples alley, gets to third. I thought he was going to hug Ron Washington.
Yeah, and that's the kind of guy he is. I mean, Ozzie just, he has not been shy about trying to take extra bases, be aggressive on the base paths, something they really preached in spring training. They brought Eric Young over, and obviously one of the best base running guys in baseball. And he took some of these guys aside and said, look, we're going to try to manufacture runs. We're going to be aggressive on the bases. We're going to make teams make good throws to get us out. And I think that that's really been a big reason why this offense has kind of taken off this season. So, the coaching staff has done a tremendous job, kind of bringing these guys under their wing. They're using some more of the advanced metrics and the analytics and the game's certainly trending that way. But I think there's still that kind of that old school mentality with some of these guys, and like I said, they're getting these guys to all kind of buy into the system, and it's been fun to watch.
Well, Kevin McAlpin with us, as we said, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's one of the radio broadcasters, one of the radio reporters. I'm glad to have him on. Acuna is another one. And we talk about rookies of the year. How does this guy not get it? I don't even need an election for me. Take Soto and everybody else. This guy is unbelievable. And to win, you need surprises. And I think it's a good story because it's made of young people. I like it.
Yeah, he's really been a spark plug at the top of the order. Again, probably not your typical leadoff hitter for a guy that's got 25 home runs, 18 of which have come since the Braves moved him to the top of the order. But it's something they wanted to try coming out of the All-Star break. Ender Inciarte had been there all year, kind of scuffled this season in the first half. And Ender's always been a second-half hitter, and he's starting to come around here now as the regular season winds down. But Acuna, for 20 years old, I mean, you're seeing him in the same conversation as guys like Eddie Matthews and Orlando Cepeda. I mean, some of the there's Hall of Famers that he's already in the same company with. So another guy that I think he comes to the ballpark and he doesn't realize that they're in a pennant race. He doesn't know this team shouldn't be winning. And I think, again, that's a big reason why they are where they are. These guys don't care that preseason they were picked to win 75 games and have already flown past that. But again, Ozzie and Ronald, those two guys, a lot of energy in the dugout. You could see it every single night. And, again, they keep those veteran guys loose.
Well, assuming they get in, what kind of a playoff team is this? Do they have the starting pitching? Do they have enough bullpen? You know, it's a game of bullpens today.
Sure, yeah. I mean, starting pitching, obviously huge once you get to the postseason. Julio Teheran and Kevin Gausman, really the two guys that have that postseason experience in this rotation. You know, you have Anibal Sanchez, who's been around a long time as well. He pitched with the Tigers all the way up into the World Series. Those would probably be the three guys you would rely heavily on, along with Mike Foltynewicz, who's just going through his first full big league season here that's been injury-free this season. So I think when you're talking about lining things up, you know, obviously starting pitching is going to be the key. These guys have done a tremendous job. You know, Gausman, a guy, comes over from the Orioles at the trade deadline, not having a great year, but he jumps 35 games in the standings overnight. The Braves have him pitching solely out of the stretch. They've ditched the windup. It's been a big key for him to kind of turn things around. Julio Teheran, inconsistent in the first half. He's really finishing this regular season on a high note. Anibal Sanchez, basically an extension of the coaching staff. I mean, when you look at what he has done with these young pitchers, they're always talking baseball in the dugout. When he was on the DL with a hamstring injury, he was actually having some of the young guys show him grips on and arm slots on their pitches and saying, here's how I did it, and here's how I've been successful. Not telling him to change anything, but just trying to have him learn some things along the way. And again, Mike Foltynewicz, who an all-star for the first time this year, he's really put things together from a mental standpoint. That was his big issue. Things could kind of spiral out of control. The game could speed up on him. He's done a nice job of slowing the game down. So those would probably be the four. The bullpen would be the area I'd be a little concerned with. These guys have logged a lot of innings this season. But you've got A.J. Minter, who's done a good job in the closer's role. Aroldis Vizcaíno will be back here probably for the final 2 weeks of the regular season. That'll be a huge arm to add to the back of the pen. And you have Brad Brock as well, former closer from the Orioles. So you really have three closers back there. You just have to get to them at that point.
No, great scouting report. Very good job. Kevin McAlpin for 680 The Fan radio reporter. Yeah, very good. Good scouting report. We'll let you go with this one. The manager, Brian Snitker. It's a great story. A veteran baseball guy. Was he going to be back? Wasn't he going to be back? And all of a sudden the team took off. Now he is back. He's got a contract. It's a good baseball story, along with everything else in Atlanta.
40-plus years with the Braves organization. This guy has done a little bit of everything. He was drafted originally as a player, didn't pan out as a player, so he went into coaching. Obviously, he's coached and managed at every level of the minor leagues, getting a chance to come in as the interim when the Braves moved on from Freddy Gonzalez back in 2016. The guys love him. He's a player's manager. When you think about, you know, what a player's manager looks like, Brian Snitker is the definition of it, and I think you don't have to look much further than about a month ago when Ronald Acuña was hit in the elbow by Jose Ureña in that Marlins series. Snit lost his mind. He went out there. He was charging at Ureña. You know, basically, you know, that he said after the game, "That's my kid. That's my guy," and meaning Ronald Acuña. So he has the guys back. I think he had a great mentor in Bobby Cox, who is still around the organization. Snit says he gets texts after every game from Bobby talking about the game and what went right, what went wrong. So, yeah, it's a great baseball story, and he has certainly earned the right to continue on as the manager. Obviously, his contract is up at the end of the year, but he's done nothing, in my opinion, to cost him this job. This team has overperformed. They have exceeded anybody's expectations. That counts the general manager as well, Alex Anthopoulos. He admitted, "I never could have imagined this team would have been this good this year." So Snit's a great baseball story, a great man, and I'm very happy that this team has succeeded for him.
Boy, you're making me a Braves fan. I like it. Very good. One last thought, though. One of my favorites, Ron Washington, I think brings a lot to the table defensively, and that infield is a nice unit. You can thank Wash for that.
You can, and he has those guys out there. I got to tell you, I cover all of spring training as well. Those days start early in Orlando, and I'm talking like 7 o'clock in the morning when they have to turn the lights on in the backfields because the sun hasn't come up yet. Wash has them out there taking ground balls, extra work. They do it every day, all year long. And you talk about the work ethic of some of these young players. Game 162 last year, we were in Miami. They ended the season. It was a rough year. It was 90-plus losses again for the Braves last year. But what did he do? He had those guys. He had Dansby Swanson. He had Johan Camargo and Ozzie Albies. They were out there working, taking extra ground balls. So the energy and the passion that he brings to the ballpark every day is rubbing off on these guys. And look, if you can't get better and if you don't want to work under Wash, I don't know what to tell you. It's a great resource to have, and he's been a great addition to this coaching staff.
Great to have you on, Kev. Great to have you. I know you love San Francisco, and boy, we'll catch up with you before the end of the season when some more good things happen for the Braves. So thank you for being on. I really appreciate it.
Always great to be here, Marty. Good to see you.
Very good. That's Kevin McAlpin, 680 The Fan, from the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.